Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus, a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And we have officially got 10 podcasts under our belt. I guess it will be 11 when this podcast goes up.
Yeah.
But that's that's a milestone.
Yeah, that's a small one.
And so since we have completed 10 and 10 are live and this will be our 11th, I think it would only be appropriate if we start this off by just doing a small reflection. Kenny, I know you'd like to get into the conversation as soon as possible, but if you would bear with me, just a small reflection on the previous 10 episodes. And Kenny, what has been your most favorite game to play out of those last 10 games thus far? Yeah.
That's a tough call.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a number of really fun
ones. If you need
ones,
to think, I have mine.
It's probably somewhere, it's probably either Mega Man or Half-Life.
Okay.
Mega Man 2.
Mega Man or Half-Life? If you had to pick, I would like for you to settle on one.
Mega Man.
Really? Okay.
And interesting.
Nolan?
I thought yours would have been Civilization, Kenny.
It's one I've played. Like, I have fun with it.
Yeah, but you played it.
Two's great, but like, eh.
But it sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't as novel to me.
So is that the same for you, Nolan?
Yeah, Mega Man 2 is my favorite.
Yeah, you enjoy
by
it.
By far.
And mine is Gauntlet Legend. I'm not entirely sure if y'all could tell during the recording of that.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
I enjoyed Gauntlet Legends too.
You fanboyed over that game so hard. It was great.
I mean, just a little bit. Now, same, we'll go around and do the least. What has been your least favorite game out of those 10 that we played so far?
We're all going to have the same answer.
I don't think we
will.
I don't think we will.
We absolutely will.
We absolutely will.
You're going to say Civilization 2 and you're going to
be wrong. Well, you just say yours.
Jurassic Park, hands down.
Is your favorite game?
No, it was the worst thing that we've ever done.
I think mine's also Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I just it was either that. Nolan's answers.
It was either that or Civilization, but
y'all are the same persons.
You're so wrong, though. His number two was so off.
Mine was Civilization 2. It was the most difficult to play.
Boom.
And I actually, I didn't hate Jurassic Park. I mean, it obviously had its flaws, but I don't know if it would even be my second least favorite so far.
You're so wrong. We're such different people.
Yeah, and it's crazy that we can have differing opinions, you know?
I know. What's that about? This is America.
I know. We should actually be mad at each other and tell each other that I am right and you're wrong. That's what the internet teaches me.
It's true.
This week, we played a new old game.
Real quick, Dustin, I got to say I'm proud of you.
Why are you proud of me?
Because that wasn't a terrible segue.
Yeah, I didn't.
And you've been on a roll with those the last couple of weeks.
I wouldn't say terrible, but
opinions.
He's not done yet. There might be one coming.
That's true. I'll wait. I'll wait and see if we get through the episode.
We don't. We played a new game this week, a new old game, and it was a fun game, and it spawned a series of games we'll talk more about. But this week we played the original SimCity.
Overview.
Old school.
So old.
Absolutely. Like, it may not be the oldest game we've played, but it probably felt the oldest, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, but Civilization might have felt a little older to me.
Kenny, what year...
There's, like, way more things to do in Civilization.
What year did SimCity come out?
1989.
All right, and it came out for Macintosh, right? So, like...
Yeah, they released it on a whole bunch of things. I think Mac was first, but it also came out on Commodore 64. And, you know, they did other releases on other consoles. It wasn't one they tried to just release onto one thing.
Okay.
It was released on a bunch of things. And because now it's sort of such a classic, it's actually one of those games you could probably play on any platform, like, ever. I'm pretty sure there's a version of it for Palm Pilot.
For which a lot of people, you know, play
right.
games on nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I still have my pump. No.
Yeah. In fact, they've I think they've open sourced it now. So like they've given out.
They did.
Okay. So like people have taken advantage of that in the most positive sense and have
absolutely
replicated the game and made it available. I mean, that's why it's on so many consoles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which just means that, you know, it should be easy to find on anything you want to play it on. So if our listeners are interested by the end of this episode in checking out what we played, go find it. It's super easy.
Sure.
It's everywhere.
So do you want to tell us just a little bit about the game?
Yeah. SimCity is one of the earliest, or at least most well-known, kind of original city simulation games, obviously, from the name. And basically, it's you build a city.
What?
Yeah. And, like, that's it.
I was doing it wrong.
You build a city in SimCity?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
No, the reason I say it like that is just because it's a little bit novel. In fact, the game had a little bit of time even getting produced initially, because when they took it to developers were like, what's the point of this game?
Like, right.
It doesn't have, you know, an end goal. You don't win unless you're, like, playing some of the scenarios.
Right.
You know, there are bad things that happen that you're trying to survive and what have you. But, like, it's just kind of an open world experience is almost how we'd say it today in terms of, like, RPGs or something.
It's like sandbox.
Yeah, you sit down and you develop a city. And there's not a lot of rules. You can either do something or you can't do something. And it either helps your city grow and helps you with income and helps those things develop, or it doesn't. And then you mix in a couple of quasi-random disasters that happen, and that's the entirety of the game.
You said it was the publishers that were kind of early on not really taking to the game because there
yeah,
wasn't...
the guy that developed it was sort of shopping it around, and
people
at first
weren't accepting it.
Nobody wanted to play it just because there wasn't like a way to win.
Right, right.
But then once it finally did get published, it got super popular. Sold, I think, over 1 million copies, won, like, all of the awards, I think, for that entire year. I'm exaggerating slightly, but not much. And launched a whole series that's popular to this day.
So clearly they were wrong, because this is...
Absolutely.
I mean, in part, they created a genre, you know,
they really did.
That wasn't available at that time, or like you said, it wasn't at least known at that time. And so this was kind of that first entry into a whole new genre of
and
games.
Didn't just birth the whole like Sim and Sim City like series. You know, now there's both. It's Sims
sure.
and people and the whole thing. But like birthed also other genres as well. Like you can heavily see its influence on a game like Civilization. On, you know, other games that came out that were all about developing, you know, all the like mid-90s, build a zoo, build a roller coaster,
yeah.
build an ice cream parlor that everybody just wanted to like kick themselves. There were so many of only existed probably because of this game.
So this was the game that spawned The Sims?
Yeah.
Like this was the first in the entire thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
So I'm pretty sure that this Maxis was the company that kind of created this and they
yep.
and they created SimCity and then the spawns of that. So I don't know the order, but you've ended up with SimCity 2000, SimCity 3000. You've got I think the newest one is it SimCity 4. I believe that was kind of most recently.
I think so.
And,
although I think they just called it SimCity.
Okay.
They? No. It was 4 was the other like city building one.
Yeah.
And then they did Sim City that was kind of just like Sims.
Right. And then but then from that, like you just pointed out, Nolan, they started years back The Sims, which was not the city building, but you went, you know, it lasered.
It was kind of like the people inside
yeah.
of that city.
Well,
it really,
yeah. It's The Sims, which are the people that are living in the cities. And then so you're actually taking part of a character's life and building that life around them rather than building the buildings. You might construct your house and the things inside your house, but you don't go and build an entire city. But The Sims...
So that one's very much more of a branding thing than a, you know, it's,
sure.
it's outgrown from the name, but like...
But
less play style difference.
I think The Sims is one of the best-selling games and franchises of all time. So like,
oh, absolutely.
Maxis, but all this started with SimCity. So what people thought wasn't going to be successful and they didn't want to invest into that were wrong. And
wait, so why did they think it wouldn't be successful again?
Just because there wasn't a way to win.
Yeah, there
like
was.
It didn't have a goal.
It was
just
different.
It was like, yeah, sit down and play.
Right. So, which leads me to wonder: are there game genres right now that are undiscovered and unfounded that would have an incredible audience?
Maybe I feel like most areas have been explored. But
probably
like
most people would have said back then.
They would have said that, but it's like, I don't know.
There's
just so many different
games were just being developed.
Yeah. Right. Like, and so now we're however many years into this industry, and I mean, there's a lot that's been done, so it would have to be a really strange, creative person.
I would say that, like, still unique things spawn genres. When you think of the fact that, like, MOBAs are completely popular, that wasn't a game developer sitting down and playing it. That was some users of a different game, you know, modding it and creating that game within that environment. Mm-hmm. And that spawned probably the most popular genre besides maybe, like, console shooters today, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fair. We kind of gave a proper overview for the game. Now let's step into the game itself and let's talk about our experiences with the gameplay this week.
Gameplay.
Can I start by making an analogy?
Please do.
Playing this game kind of reminds me...
Hey, I changed my mind.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this.
No, it's good. You guys, I think, will relate.
Okay.
Maybe not, because you're slightly younger than me. But Nolan actually rolls retro, and I know he knows. It reminds me of sitting down bored as a kid on, like, an old PC and having nothing to do, and so you open up Paint. And then, like, 5 hours later, you're like, you create some kind of something, and you don't even know what it is or why you made it, but you feel awesome about it.
That is kind of how this interface feels.
Doesn't it? Like,
because you've got your little palette.
From the interface that's like kind of palette-y and sort of point and click.
Yeah.
And just kind of old and retro and really, really simple.
You only have like this mess.
Exactly. You only have like 12 options of something to do. And it just kind of sucks you in and like keeps going. And anyways. So if you are a fan of old school Paint, play this game.
So you're given a kind of a blank canvas, I guess, if we want to just continue this analogy, and you've got you start with some land masses, and it's procedurally generated. So like, or not procedurally, I guess, but it's randomly generated each and every time. So you've got land mass and you've got water, and you want, you know, more land mass obviously than water, and then you can build various buildings, but you kind of actually set the zone, and then over time the buildings are built on top of that, so you can build residential areas, industrial areas, and commercial areas. Those are kind of your main three things that you're working with. And through as time progresses, so you go through months and you go through years, things change and the city develops, or the city, you know, doesn't develop based off of the roads that you placed around it, the transportation, the pollution, the you know, just all the various
flooding and disasters.
So there's disasters too, which, you know, flooding and earthquakes and I think even like aliens.
How many times monsters show up and wreak havoc.
Right. And so that's kind of what it is. It's not like there's a story to it, which there's not. And we'll get into the scenarios in a bit, but in your regular playing of the game, there's not really a story. You're just building up a city and you're trying to keep the citizens happy. You're working on the taxes. You know, at times you'll have to bring it up so you can get more of an income at the end of the year. At other times you want to bring it down to make your citizens more happy. You've got to figure out how to zone your areas. And so it's kind of like, I mean, it's one of those first God games where you are the creator and you're trying to create something that works well.
Right. So like, despite all of those features, that sounds really like open-ended and really fun. That was not my experience with the game.
Right. Okay, so Nolan, you roll retro, so you go ahead and
I do roll retro, apparently.
So, you roll
just
retro.
With your Paint skill.
Well, no, I mean, just in general, Nolan rolls
it's
retro.
True.
So, like, what was your experience? What, good or bad, and why?
Okay. Just so you know that I'm giving a fair assumption, I actually played this game a little bit each day, like that, except for Wednesday. I played this game a little bit each day too, because that's kind of, you know, the style of it. You check in on your city and spend some time with it and build it, and then you can leave it and, you know. So I, even after playing each day and giving it a fair chance, I hate this game. It's really boring.
Okay, now I'll share your feelings.
It's not even that it's like ugly. I can get over that. There's just the options that are available aren't, they're not that interesting. And I know that you're supposed to expand and it can get really chaotic and big, but it's like, no, it's not fun. It's just not fun to me. But and I know that like people love this game and that it, you know, it spawned like the series, but, and I love sandbox games too. So I was really surprised that I was really underwhelmed by the amount of fun I was having.
Okay, so what are some of the specific elements that caused you to dislike the game?
Okay, so I started by building residential areas, and then I didn't follow a guide or anything. I just kind of learned it, because there's not that much you have to learn. There's industrial stuff you need to get going, and then you've got your commercial, residential, and something else.
Industrial.
And then you've got like your overall funds. And so like I started with the residential areas and building the roads and everything, and you're not really rewarded that much. Like I didn't feel the accomplishment from successfully making like a residential area and then it like thriving. I didn't get any fulfillment out of accomplishing like that, out of building something. And so it was never given to me. And so I guess the lack of reward and compared to the amount of effort you're putting into it.
Wow.
Seems blah.
The reason why I'm wowing is because there's a disconnect between me and the game as well this whole week. And I didn't know how to put a finger on it, but I mean, Retro Rolling Nolan just laid it out in a way that is kind of my experience with it too.
I hope that nickname sticks.
It can't. It won't.
I'm kind of in the same camp, in that like being the very, very first game and being so old and being so, so, so very simple. Though I can see the charm and I can see how like in its day, people would have gone crazy and how it spawned so many things because it is new and novel and the interactions kind of make sense. You know, as you raise or lower things, you really do have to theoretically be making decisions if you're wanting to make this city thrive. But I was kind of with you. It got a little boring. And so for me, the solution to that, not that it was like a great game by any means, but I wanted to also, you know, put in plenty of time and get to know this game. And so I realized, hey, these developers were kind of right, at least in terms of what kind of fun I'm having. And I needed to set myself some goals. So I realized after my city had grown, not large at all, it stayed quite the fairly little village most of the time. But I'd spent most of my money because I didn't know what I was doing, that I wanted to build an airport. So I was like out of money. And so I changed gears to like, let's make this a productive city, to like save up enough money to build an airport, because an airport is fairly expensive. I think probably the most expensive building you do in the game. It's like 10,000 units, whatever the things are.
Simoleons, bro.
Exactly. And so I was almost broke and I decided I'm going to build an airport. So I set about doing that and discovered along the way a kind of fun way to play this game. You set you build lots of roads in your city. You set your funding for your roads fairly low so that they go bad over time. Then you set the speed of the game really, really, really fast. And then every time a road goes out, you just build a new fresh road on it. And it's kind of like whack-a-mole.
Okay.
It's like real life.
That's exactly like real life. So I ended up finally getting my airport after years of playing Road Whack-A-Mole.
It was like the year
2050.
What?
And I'm with you. And I'm still wasn't super satisfied with the whole experience. And so I went into disaster mode and disastered my city.
Yes.
And it ended up a post-apocalyptic wasteland, just like I think every city building game does.
And then you started playing Fallout.
Segue into last week.
What happens? Okay, so mine didn't like completely fall apart. Yours did, and what happened?
Oh, you can like tell a disaster to happen. And so I was like, I'm done with this game. I got my airport. I've made it all the way to current day, you know, which was a long time. And so I like brought in floods and tornadoes and everything. And then finally I got out the bulldozer and like just took out pea pieces of infrastructure to see how quickly everything else eroded.
I'm pretty sure you just said pea pieces.
pea pieces? I probably did.
I hope you did.
So exactly how many pea pieces did you destroy?
I ended up with like 4 pieces of road and a lot of fire and like an airport.
Yeah.
So you played this game wrong, I think. Things.
No, that's
well,
the
no, that was just what I did at the very end, and that was the most fun part.
Sure, that's the only appropriate way to finish.
I can understand that. I can understand that being the most fun you have with this game. Like,
okay. Let me say, because I wasn't getting engaged in the you know, just standard map building game that
did you do some
for.
Scenarios?
Yeah, so I did a scenario. Did y'all even look
well,
at the
great.
Scenarios?
No. I looked at them, but I didn't play any.
Because
I just played through the normal.
A scenario so. Is cool. They've got maybe about a dozen in the original version, in which you can it puts you into a certain time, into a certain quote-unquote city, and then it's got a problem that you've got to fix within a given amount of time. And so one of the ones that I did was that there was crime in Detroit, and so you had to, within a certain amount of time, you as the mayor had to, you know, bring the crime rate down. And so, I mean, obviously that's
did you succeed?
I didn't. No.
Okay.
Because I
So if you had been the mayor of Detroit, Detroit would be exactly like it is today.
Right. So, I mean, true to form, that I didn't fix the city, and it's just as bad as it's ever been here in 2015. But the scenarios added a different amount of fun, but it was – the interface of that game was just difficult for me to get a hold of.
Like, conceptually, I mean, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't – like, Fallout,
oh, it's
there
simple.
Were a lot of, like – you had to know certain buttons, and like conceptually it was hard.
No, I'll give him that.
Interface.
It was very simple.
Yeah, it was simple, but it wasn't like appealing.
Right. I mean, you only have a few buttons and they're self-explanatory.
And it was novel, but I'll just stick with my analogy. It had the kind of charm and the kind of fun of opening up Paint and just creating something random. And if you're in the mood for that and you like the idea of building a city and you want to see how things interact or be creative, like there might be some appeal, but it was just so early. And I find that's the case with a lot of these games. Like the very first version of them is just kind of rough. Like,
yeah,
that's why when I had us put Civilization on the list, it was Civilization 2. Because even that game is old and classic, but like Civilization, I'm pretty sure is rough, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I don't always think, I think a lot of the time, it can just be because of how old it is. But some of these, I know that there are older games. Obviously, we've played a couple that the interface, since we're talking about the interface, is fine. It's,
oh, absolutely.
It's not necessarily that it's just old. It was just kind of bad. But I understand that's what they had to work with.
Right.
So it's hard to fairly judge it. But
they really were at like even having to deal with hardware limitations. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
We're there. Let's walk into talking about how it aged.
Aged.
My things with in regards to how it aged. Some of the holdbacks for it aging well, I would say, is the lack of music. So that there was little to
that was rough.
Little to no music. Yeah.
I didn't realize it until like I'd been playing for way too long, and I was like, wait, there's no music at all. sound effects.
I thought there was supposed to be, but the version I played didn't have any,
no.
So there may not have been.
Yeah, none of us had music, so the archaic interface, and y'all just kind of talked about it, that it's not difficult, it's just I think they could have done some things to make the interface a little more accessible, even back then. The poor graphics, which are not important necessarily for games like this, but...
Yeah, that didn't bother me at all,
and it never does. I mean, you've mentioned that multiple times before, but... those aren't that important, but it was just another layer on to why I think that this original version didn't age that well.
Yeah.
You guys agree or disagree?
I'd agree. If someone was looking for like I want to pick up an old retro game and have fun, just enjoy myself, you know, get a sense of what old games like are about, I would never recommend this game to them.
It keeps happening with these games where it's like, it spawned a genre or it inspired games nowadays, but it didn't age well. It's like we keep running into that, and I don't know if that's just telling of how nostalgia or how powerful nostalgia plays a role in retro gaming, or if it's like these games were not that great.
I think it's some of both.
Maybe
people absolutely get nostalgic and, you know, want to go back and see what things were like. It's also just a first version of a game, I think, just often isn't the best one, you know?
And that's obvious. I mean, it's like, duh, you know?
Yeah.
There are games that exist and it's like, this game, would, whether it be the first one or whatever, is better than the ones we have now. And those may just be rare cases. I don't know. I just feel like we keep running in that. Like with Prince of Persia, it was the same thing. Like, okay, it definitely influenced Assassin's Creed and you can see how it inspired that. But the game, you don't hear people saying, oh, I'm just playing a little throwback Prince of Persia. And look at them and you're like, why would you play that game?
Some of that may be these like 80s era games, you know, mm-hmm. or at least like later 80s era.
Because
I feel like when people think classic games, you know, your Super Mario Brothers, and obviously a lot of these others fall into classics. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're at NES, Super NES tended to be like a sweet spot for people.
Right.
Games
and you
still
can definitely,
old and retro and kind of, you know, rough, but they were better than
this. You can definitely feel that the gap between some of these 80s games and then like early 90s. And I wouldn't expect it to feel that difference as much as I have been, but it's noticeable.
We've had a fairly small sample size, you know, as we get into other games and other styles.
These are big name
classic
games.
Like RPGs will probably have a little bit more of their initial charm. But we'll see. And I agree. Overall, it was kind of dull.
When I was a kid and had a Super Nintendo, that was when I fell in love with SimCity. I don't think it was a port. Nintendo purchased the rights to SimCity or something along those lines to where they were able to take this game that we played this week, and I think in 1991, so it crosses that barrier you were just talking about, they recreated SimCity for the Super Nintendo, and that is the game that I played. And so it's an update in graphics. There is stellar music that is there. It's not like there's, you know, 20 tracks or anything like that, but you've got different music, and it's the same composer that created the music for like Super Mario Kart and Super Mario All-Stars and some of these like great, you know, 90s games. And so you've got seasonal changes. So as the time changes, you've got that different graphic appeal to like winter with snow and then fall with the leaves and different things like that. They changed one of the disasters in the original SimCities was like a Godzilla monster coming through and ravaging the city. Well, they updated that in the Super Nintendo version to Bowser, and so Bowser comes and destroys the city.
Nice.
And then one of the key elements, and this goes back to what Nolan said earlier and what kind of caused this rub between him and the game, you get regular rewards and pop-up screens showing, but giving you that satisfaction that you accomplished something. And so you get it when...
Based on like size of your city or different things like that?
Yeah, so that's one of them. You get it at various population marks. So your town becomes a city, and then your city becomes something, and then that something becomes a metropolis. And so you've got those different divisions for having a certain amount of commercial things. You get various gifts throughout the game, and so it's somewhat random for you, but when you get this pop-up screen with that certain music and it says that you have got the mayor's house, or you have got a expo center, or you have got this or this or that, those are incredible, you know, milestone accomplishment feelings as well. And so it's got those various things that makes SimCity an even greater game, in my opinion. So I would say for those that want to play some early SimCity stuff, to try and play the Super Nintendo version, because you still get that SimCity basic appeal, but you get it in kind of a more updated manner. And I would say for you two guys too to maybe play some of it if you would like to, because it's a really good game, and I think that Super Nintendo version ages exceptionally well.
Or even go back and play. I think the one I played, I also have SimCity memories like from childhood. It was, you know, go to a friend's house and spend hours playing video games kind of thing. I think we played SimCity 2000 probably because the graphics were slightly better. You know, and as kids, we didn't know what we were doing. We still just did crazy things and used cheat codes and then destroyed everything. But we had a great, great time. And I don't know that I would have had that same experience with something this basic. And so I do think that pretty much any like iteration after the very, very first one, if you're into the civilization building kind of things, might be worth checking out.
Yeah. And I feel like some of those small details you talked about, Dustin, would definitely help, because the no music thing's so noticeable, and having something there would just, I don't know, make me feel more at home. And then like, the little reward screens would help too, because then it would give some purpose at least.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate that I
Absolutely.
Didn't get to experience any
sure.
of that.
Sure. Let's roll retro into the summary.
The final shell shock.
So I think
never gonna hear the end of that.
I think what we're saying, and we're saying it kind of collectively, is that it's a difficult game to come back to and play because of the age and feeling that age there for various reasons that we've mentioned, but none of us are negating the reality that SimCity is an extremely important game, and that it introduced a new genre and kind of created this and started this legacy that, you know, is going to be felt for decades to come.
Yeah, I think that's the case. As I've already said, like, you have these original games that seem underwhelming, but when you look at the grand scheme of things and where the sequels went and even where other series spawned, it's very important to consider that it wasn't just like a building game, but it was like the first
Absolutely.
City simulation game and sandbox game, really. And that's, you see sandbox like being implemented in a lot of games today, even ones that aren't like the point of them is to build. You still have like just that aspect in there.
Freedom to kind of run and do
right.
Whether, all kinds of other things.
And that could just be like free world roaming or actually building. It's just, it was an important game for sure, but
yeah,
I hate it.
I'd agree. Less fun than I hoped it would be. Super basic, but definitely a game that I can appreciate seeing its influence, and did have a little bit of fun with, though again I had to almost set some like personal goals and kind of do unique things in the game to kind of entertain myself.
Okay, what other sim games have you played, or have you played any other sim games?
Zero.
Oh really?
I haven't played The Sims, SimCity, I haven't played any of those games.
Kenny?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat, aside from my aforementioned, like, childhood SimCity 2000 or whichever version it was experiences.
I feel like I've stayed away from them because I don't know if I'd like them.
Yeah.
Like, I know what they are. I've seen people play them. It's just, I never could see myself really enjoying them.
I was all up in the Sim verse. Like, so I played SimCity on Super Nintendo, like I told you. I played Sim Ant. And it's just what you think it is. I played Sim.
Wait. Don't move on from
wait,
that.
Wait, no, we can't talk about that. That's not one of the games we're playing.
But just tell me, is it you... ants and you build ant
an
piles?
Ant farm.
Yeah,
an ant
farm underground. Is what
okay,
you build.
Continue.
Sim Farm, which is an incredible game. I remember many a Sundays going over to a friend's house and playing that. SimCity 2000. I'm pretty sure I played Sim Tower. I know that I played Sim Copter, which was an absolute flop. Streets of SimCity, which was spectacular. The Sims, obviously, me and my wife both separately and then together played The Sims 2 and even The Sims 3. And I think we just recently got The Sims 4. So I've played a lot of Sims and enjoyed most of them. I'm a Sims fanatic, I would say, possibly.
Really? Hmm. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I really enjoy that God mode thing. So Well, at the end of each and every episode, we do the exact same thing. We go to our Retro Master list and we roll for a new game to play for the next 7 days.
Then Kenny's like, I'm nervous.
Yeah. And
I'm less nervous this time. I don't know why, but I'm excited.
And so we've got a Retro Master list, and you can find the link on our social media sites. And if there's a game that we're missing that you'd like for us to play, then please send in that submission, and you can.
Yeah, that's really, really huge. Like, we've got a decent amount of games on there, but not that many. So we'd love your ideas, your memories. Like, send us games.
And you can do that through twitter.com/NGP podcast, facebook.com/NGP podcast. You can send us an email, ngppodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to play the games that you suggest. We'd love to play the games along with you. So if you would like to play the games and then using those same platforms, send us your commentary, your thoughts, good or bad. We'd love to include that in the discussion next week. And so before they have time to panic, I'm going to roll the randomizer.
Do it.
So pumped.
And the game that we're playing next is called Sunset Riders.
Huh. What is that?
That is a game from 1991 that started on the arcade and came to Super Nintendo, I believe, and was a spectacular game. And I can almost guarantee you both that you will enjoy it.
Well, I'm probably going to hate it.
No. I really believe that you will enjoy it. It was a suggestion from one of our listeners, or as Kenny would like to call them, viewers. Or
they view with their ears.
Or, they roll retro.
Yeah,
Justin.
They roll retro rollers.
With their ear viewing.
I hope we did not just discover what our future fans will be called.
No, we didn't.
Retro rollers?
That's the worst idea. It dies this episode.
No, it was your idea, my friend.
Thankfully, the words I say aren't all ideas. They're just words.
Thankfully.
If you would like to roll retro with us in the future, you can subscribe to our RSS feed. And this is the week that we are going to be kind of transporting that from our previous hosting site to our SoundCloud. We're going to be putting all of that. That's going to be like our central hub of information and where our episodes will be uploaded to on a weekly basis. And so every Monday you'll get a new episode, and you can get it from your iTunes or from the various places that you listen to us from. But it's going to be on our soundcloud.com/NGP podcast. If you would have just a moment and you enjoyed listening to this podcast, would you stop by on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening and rate and review? That helps tremendously, and we'd greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for being wonderful viewers.
I'm not going to say anything along those lines. I'm just going to say bye.
We'll see you guys next week
for episode 12 of New Game Plus.